All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Let me easy. Come on.
God, I'm alive. I'm alive. I've been made alive in you. I'll celebrate you tonight, Jesus, like never before. I am resurrected. I have risen, and I am in a different position. What about you? Yes, this is Let's Talk Jesus, where we'll continue to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we have a mixed panel of opinions that will share Jesus, but with their own testimony. It all ends up to how we go and make disciples through our lives. No matter how sinful or how broken you are, Jesus loves you. I want you to know that. Just Jesus wants you and is able to transform your life right now. It doesn't matter what sin, up sin, down sin, back sin, whatever sin is sin. God willing to forgive you through his son. Yes, Jesus forgave us of our sins. We just experienced that. He healed us of our wounds. He's changed the whole direction of my life, being righteous, to being holy, to being healthy, and including, watch this, telling you directly that you can have the same benefits through Jesus too. Because I know following Jesus always involves sharing his love with someone else who needs him. Oh, everybody's hands should be air right now because we all need him more and more and more. But the moment you meet him, he'll automatically give you the privilege and opportunity to do the most important thing you'll ever do in your life. And that's tell somebody about his love. He loved you first, how he died for you, how he was buried for you, and how he got up and was disconnected from his father. And yes, our responsibility is to embrace that privilege, to follow him. Remember, if you desire to follow him, deny yourself, excuse me, take up your cross daily and follow him. That's Let's Talk Jesus. Tonight, our subject tonight is being made alive through him. And what a dynamic, you know, being made alive with Jesus is now that we're going to talk about that tonight. Are you alive? You just went through the so-called, I don't call it Easter, I call it Resurrection Week. And it's that time for me working on me and my experience with the cross, with the burial, with the resurrection. So I can now have a personal experience. So it's now me making a decision off of the experience, not just what somebody said. And it's also the word of God tells us through confirmation that the things that were done to Jesus were put in the scriptures. So there's no question about that, that what happened happened, but that's done. Today we're talking about Jesus because Jesus is alive. And we want to just celebrate him in that place, the place of being alive. Now, if he's alive, then that means I'm alive. If I can get you to turn your Bibles, I'm just going to do a couple scriptures. I want my team to get in on this one tonight. You guys get involved in this conversation. Excuse me. I need to take take a drink of water. I have something stuck in my throat. Hold on. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 1, chapter 2 of Ephesians. It says, and you, talking to who? You. This is a I just love that when you really pay attention to the words of God that you see, it's so direct. It's so cut straight. It's like you don't have to go left or right. If you follow his instructions, watch this. He will make you whole. Watch. And you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of this air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh. See, remember, you can't forget where you came from. You just have to know not where not to go back. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. And we're by nature children of wrath, just as other. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us. Remember, it started with you, but it's going to end up with us. He's looking for one church, but you must become one first to become the one church, to be made alive together with Christ. And what a dynamic positioning, because no longer do I have to worry about my past deaths and destructions, but now I have been made alive. He made us alive together with Christ. That by grace and only by grace, that unmerited favor, it's back to you. You have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, see, there's some things about to come. He might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace, you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I don't know if you heard that, but see, the things that we're striving for. Remember, we're talking on Wednesday and Friday about waking up in our mind. Yes, we have to abide in him. We have to connect with him, that he now abides in us. But then we have to get up in our thinking, because our thoughts is what drive us, and what thoughts we have are the actions we'll end up taking. But now, that if we walk in what's already been said about you, don't you know God has called you the life, the new life, the new creation? And guess what? Even when you die, you're alive again. But see, do we make that a purpose of this walk with Jesus? Just having a blunt conversation about Jesus. Are we really making this the forefront for how my life is going to be according? I must follow the instructions that is by grace and through faith. I know it was done by God because he loved me, but I also know that through faith, I must continue. Verse 8 again, for by grace, you have been saved through faith. Have been. Got to believe. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. God has a gift for you. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship. Don't you know that you have been formed by God? Talking to you, just like I'm talking to myself. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. I cannot get off that. God, everything God has done is finished. That we should, now that word should is, you got to get in the right path. I have to be in the right path, in the right position to walk in them. But it's already done. I can't look for something that's new in God, because what God has done is finished. But I got to look for something new in me that's never, ever, ever been done before, and not walk in myself, but walk in him. Hallelujah. And isn't it gracious to know that it's already done? We always trying to remake something. Always trying to redo something. Always trying to recorrect something instead of doing it new. I've never pleaded for forgiveness like this before, something new. I've never really showed agape love like this before. This is something new. I've never studied like this before. I made myself go to another level. Even when I thought I had enough, I did something new. That now I know I am dead to sin. You got to say it tonight. I am dead to sin. And alive to God. Oh, say it again. I am dead to sin, alive to God. Turn with me, and we're going to do a couple of verses, and I'm going to open the lines up. I know Minister Michelle is already on fire. We could feel the Holy Ghost bouncing from just around the corner yesterday in Resurrection Sunday. But if I could get you to turn to Romans 6, verse 1. Romans 6, verse 1. Say it again. I'm dead to sin, alive to God. Verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Remember grace? Just talked about the grace that has been already paid, the cost that we have to experience. But what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Some people say, man, you can't live sinless. Yes, you can. Because if you're not in sin, you won't sin. Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through his baptism in death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. Come on, I'm dead to sin. I'm alive to God. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer, see, I don't have to walk in it no more, because no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, when? Now, verse 8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. I was sharing with this in Bible study. We're going to be studying this week at the gathering, Romans chapter 6. Because when I said that, people are like, hey, wait a minute. No. He won't go through that anymore. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You better say it again. Dead to sin, but I'm alive to God. Dead to sin, but alive to God. See, when I exemplify my life to know what cost has been paid in Ephesians 2, I got to know it's going to cost me some things. And then I have to be conscious and I have to be walking in the purpose of God, that I'm paying attention to his word that tells me, yes, I died. Yes, I was buried, but I got up and now I'm free. Who the Son says free is what? Free indeed. But I'm free from sin. I have to read verse 8 again. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. Now, watch this. If you are alive in Christ, do you think dominion has anything on you yet? No, it doesn't. But if you spend time with dominion, if you spend time with those things that are negative and disrespectful and dishonoring, then guess what? You're going to get the same results. But if I'm dead to sin and I'm walking in the newness, I am dead to sin, alive to God, because everything I see is life. Oh, and it doesn't take too much, because we still remember where we came from. It doesn't take too much to see death, even though it's walking on two legs, even though it's driving in a car, even though it's on a phone call. We still see death coming because we know where we came when we were dead. Dead to not, watch this, not to God, but we were dead to God. But and everything we did was our agenda. Let's talk me. Let's talk mine. Let's talk I have to. I need it. It's for me. All the I. See, that's in the world. But no longer do I live, but the Christ who lives in me. Let's talk Jesus tonight. I'm dead to sin, alive to God. Are you? Minister Michelle, good evening, woman of God. Oh, I'm fired up from yesterday. I'm just preaching. I'm a preaching machine. Good evening, woman of God. I'm dead to sin, alive to God.
Amen. I am too, Pastor E. I am dead to sin, and I'm alive with Jesus. And you know what? I am now a new creation. I was once lost, but now I'm found, and yes, I am alive with Jesus. Amen. You see, I was in darkness, shown up. But now I've come into his marvelous light. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing me out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we know John 8 and 12 says that, then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. And, you know, when we are without Jesus, we are separated from God. And we're in darkness, you know. And it's like when you're in darkness and you're in sin, it seems like when you first get into it, it's just so much fun. I'm telling you, it's like the best time of your life. It's like whatever it is that you're doing, you know, the devil, he gonna hook you. If it's alcohol, it's going to be the best drink you ever had in your life. If it's drugs, it's going to be the best drug you ever had in your life. If it's fornication, it's going to be the best that you ever had in your life. But after a while, let me tell you, sin only lasts for a while, and then that's it. After he got you hooked, he just leaves you, okay? So you're going to be in darkness. and then you ain't going to feel none of that good stuff that you was feeling before, because that's just the hook. That's how he do you. He just do you good for a little bit, for a little while. But you know what? Jesus is going to do you good always. But the devil, he's going to pull you in. He's going to pull you in with his hook. He's going to get you. And in darkness, guess what? There's no joy in darkness. There's no peace in darkness. There's no happiness in darkness, because you are in sin and you're separated from God. Mm-hmm. And that happiness and that sin only lasts for a season. And then comes that regret, comes that feeling of abandonment, comes those feelings of hopelessness and despair. But I got good news for you. Mm-hmm. The good news is, when you come to Jesus, when you lay your burdens down at the feet of Jesus, truly accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, and enter into that one-on-one relationship with him, as Pastor E has already said in Ephesians 2:2-3, then we are made alive in Jesus. You're no longer dead in your trespasses and your sins, but you are now free from the chains of bondage. You're free from that guilt, free from that shame, all those things. You know why? Because God has now forgiven your sins, and the blood of Jesus now cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So we are now holy, acceptable, white as snow. All of our sins have been thrown into the sea of forgiveness to never be remembered anymore. Micah 7:19. So we know that sin separates us from God, but guess what? The blood of Jesus, it reconciles us back to God. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. 2 Corinthians 5:18. It says, and all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciliating people back to him, or the gift or the ministry of reconciliation, whatever version you want to read. But God is reconciling us back to himself. So, yes, we are alive in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. See, it's through faith in Christ. When you accept Christ, that's when you come out of darkness into the marvelous light, and we are made alive in him. There is life in Jesus, there's life more abundantly, and there is everlasting life in Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. No one comes to the Father unless they go through Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's my part for tonight.
Amen.
For now.
Praise God. Tonight is the bus night, and because we know, let's talk Jesus, just talk Jesus. Pastor Dwayne, are you ready to talk Jesus? I am dead to sin, alive to God.
Man, I am so ready to talk Jesus, because we have to understand, we just do the death, burial, and resurrection. If we read the scripture, you know, if you go back, I know you just hit us with the key points of Father, that how we are no longer in sin, that we no longer have the sin nature, because we died, you know, died, buried, resurrection with him. No, that's in baptism. He took away our sin nature. Our sin nature is the things that we're familiar with. See, a lot of folks don't, they say, well, I don't have no sin. No, we were separated from God because of our nature. Our nature is prone to do things that God doesn't like. And so if you go back to Matthew's in the 28th chapter, all the wrestling, and he was telling the Father, well, can this cup pass? That was the flesh. The flesh got happy to the sin nature. The flesh got happy to liking things. You know, when you eat a cookie, if a cookie tastes good, you're going to like that cookie. If you get a Snickers bar, you know you like a Snicker bar tastes good to you. That flesh loves that Snicker bar. And what we have to do, we have to come out of sin. Christ died. He's not going to die again. Christ died and he risen. When we risen, we risen up with him. He took away our nature. Our nature is, you know, he said fornicating. You know, fornicating don't mean you got to be cheating on somebody. Fornicating means your TV. You love your TV more than you love God. That's fornication. You got other gods. That's fornication. So we have to come out of that. I preached this thing, man, to where God was saying that when he, in verse 9 of Matthew 28, verse 9 and verse 10, God changed it. He changed it. He called us. He tell them to go get my brothers. We no longer look at the enemy of God. God, once he came out of the tomb, once he came back, he told the followers, go get my brothers and tell them to meet me. He said my brothers. He didn't ever say my enemy. God removed our sin nature. Our sin nature would keep us away from God. And you just put it in Ephesians and Romans. You just said that. He said, what can separate you from the love of God? Nothing. But what can separate us, he don't see us as sin. He don't see us as sin. So we got to come out of that stuff. We got to come out of that. God don't die. We don't see the burial. We don't see the resurrection. We don't went through this here this year. You know, we do it every year. For the last 20 years, they've been talking about the Christ. They've been talking about the cross. They've been talking about the death, burial, resurrection. Well, God's saying that you died. We've risen. So no longer we should act. You know, he said, how could you put new wine in old skin? Well, if you've been dead and you've been buried and you've been risen, you knew. Don't be trying to put on the same. You can't fit them clothes no more. Them clothes don't fit you. Don't let the devil put them clothes on you. God glorified you. God gave you a new talk. God gave you a new tongue. God gave you a new thing. When they seen Jesus, he appeared to them as like they never seen him before. That's how we are. God has saved us. He changed us. He has gave us a new look. You can't keep putting old wine. You can't put new wine in old bottles. You can't put new wine in old bottles. So once he changes, we got a new identity. He said that any man being Christ is a new creature. We knew. So we knew we can't be wearing the same old clothes. I can't fit a size 28 no more. I can't fit a 28. If I'm fitting to put on a pair of pants 28, that'd be too tight. That'd be too tight. So why am I trying to put on the same pants? I can't put on the same pants. I can't put on the same sin. I got to come up out
of there. Keep it real.
And that's what the death, burial, resurrection was about. He said it was the death, burial, resurrection was about you. Today is your death, burial, resurrection. Don't talk about Christ already risen, but he's trying to get you. Today is your death, burial, resurrection. Once you get up, you got up in all glory. Once you got up, you got in all his identity. Once you got up, you got in his attitude. Once you got up, you got in his frame of mind, because he says we no longer serving, he calling us friends. So we get into the scripture, God start calling us friends. He start calling us he start giving us power. He start enlightening us that we can bind in heaven, we can bind on earth. He started telling us that greater things that he said, great is he that is in you. He start telling us these things. Why? Because he's no longer looking at us as enemies. The devil want us to go back into a God, talking about look at God, talking about, well, God don't love. No, that's a lie from the pits of hell. God said he got good thoughts for you. God said he don't wish no one perish. Hell wasn't built. See, we don't talk about hell. Hell is not built for God's people. Hell is built for the angels. Hell is built for Lucifer and his fallen angels. That's what hell was built for. Hell is not built for us. God didn't build that for us because God loves us so much. But what God is trying to get us to understand, is this. Resist the devil and he will flee. How you resist the devil? Because you're no longer my enemy. I'm not going to never show my enemy how to overcome. No, he's not going to do it. Because if you give your enemy some tactics, they're going to try to use it against you. But God given us tactics how we can live. The book of Jude said he able to present you faultless. If God's saying he's able to present you faultless, you got to stop letting people put you back on your old clothes. You can't put your wife. How you going to put some old clothes on a new body? I'm born again. How you going to put me in that frame of mind that I used to be? No, I'm different now. He said I do a new thing. Man, you know, the new thing is this. 20 years ago, I wasn't thinking about preaching the word of God. 20 years ago, I didn't even know Christ existed. I mean, I heard of him. I heard people talk about God, but I didn't never heard Jesus. I never knew Jesus was the key cornerstone of my foundation. I didn't know that. But now he said I do a new thing. What I'm doing now, I'm doing this from it's been like 10, 15, about 15 years. What I'm doing, I'm doing a new thing. What new thing I'm doing? I'm coming up out of my sin nature. What is my sin nature? If you take don't take this in and run with it and say I'm doing anything bad. If you take a pig out of dirt, you take him out of his environment, then that pig is not going to go play in no mud. But soon you take that pig back to that environment, what is going to happen? I don't care how you clean him up. I don't care how you wash him. What's going to happen? He's going to go back to what he's familiar with. But God's giving us an idea. God's saying, let this mind that be in Christ also be in you. So you don't have to go back. Man, I'm not going to go back and put on street hustling clothes. I got a new body. I'm new now. I'm new in Christ. So the death, burial, resurrection was me saying, Lord, okay, I'm dying to my ways. Now I'm going to live your ways. And that's what we are. That's what we are. We are new creatures in Christ now. We got to walk this thing out. We got to walk this thing out. Because he keep looking at you, talking about, what are you talking about sin? I mean, he said he don't. I know in John talk about it, we don't confess our sins, make us out to be a liar. But that's the things that I know in my mind. So when I go to sleep, yeah, Lord, I'm going to get up and say, God, clear my mind. Forgive me for things I did not know that I did. Forgive me. But the things that I do know, that I'm walking righteous. I can't walk righteous when I'm asleep. Come on now. I can't walk righteous when I'm asleep. That's what he's saying. That's what he said. You confess your sins and you're faithful enough to forgive. Well, how? I'm confessing the sins that I don't know. I don't know what I did last night, Apostle. I don't know what I did last night. You know, he said, catch every mountain. He said, catch your mind and catch every amount, every thought and put it upon a suggestion. Well, when I'm asleep, I can't catch it. But he can. He know me when I'm laying there. So when I get up, I'm saying, Lord, forgive me for what I don't know. But give me strength to make it through the day. So when I don't get caught up, that I don't go get back into my thinking. I'm not trying to stay in my thinking. I'm trying to say, great is he that is in me. I'm trying to say, God loves me. I'm trying to say, God got every great issues about me. God bragging on me. I know my son going to make it today. I know why, because I'm ordering his step. My God, my
that's
God.
That's real talk. That's real talk. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I know what my thoughts are when I go to sleep, because as soon as I close my eyes, I'm thinking about Jesus. And the first thing I think of when I wake up in the morning is Jesus. So I know in that mix, my thoughts are worshiping and praising Jesus. Boy, you keep your mind on Jesus, you don't think about nothing else.
My
Minister
God.
Terry. You know, now, go ahead. I'm giving her a heads up. Go ahead.
And Pastor E, and I was just looking through that. You know, we need to go back to 27, 28, because in the scripture that who will watch a dead man? You can't. What are you gonna watch a dead man for? Only reason why you're gonna watch a dead man because his word gotta be true. I'm not gonna watch. Then you're gonna lie about it. Then you're gonna lie and say that his disciples. See, we got to understand who is our leader. We got to understand who is our principality. We got to understand who's our God. We got to understand who got our best interest. Because you don't watch a dead man unless you know a dead man going to get up. He prophesied from Genesis to Revelation that I'm going to come. I'm going to come for who? I'm going to make it personal. I'm going to come for Dwayne. Because I know Dwayne, and the minute he's going to get his ideal, Dwayne going to get delivered. Dwayne going to get set free. Dwayne is no longer going to be in bondage. But I got to die. If I don't get up, then Dwayne will stay in bondage. But I got up. I got up on the third day. I didn't get up. I didn't say I was going to get up on the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. He said I was going to get up on the third day. And on the third day, grace was there, mercy was there, and love was there. And that's why I'm where I'm at today, in the name of my Lord and Savior. I love him with my whole heart.
Dead to sin.
I love him, man.
Alive to God.
Oh, my God. My God.
Minister Terry.
Good evening, family. Praise the Lord, family. Dead to sin and alive to Christ Jesus, oh God.
My God.
A lot of people tell me they don't believe in Jesus, but they have to know. John, it tells us. The Father and Jesus are one.
They will.
And we know he's the light, he is the truth, and he is the way. Ooh, we have to just believe in him. We have life in him. Ooh, you guys have hit a lot here. Rebuke the devil. You know, I think yesterday it was so much flowing yesterday. He's been trying to attack. What said James 2:4-7? I had to submit myself to God and resist and rebuke him. And you know, we said free of sin, dead sin.
Yes.
The devil of sin. Ooh, rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I rebuke him.
My God.
Ooh,
in the name
God,
of
I
Jesus.
Tell you, in the almighty name of Jesus, I tell you, we are dead to sin and alive with Christ. And you know what? He gave us this.
I got to say, I'm dead to sin, and I'm alive in
I'm
Christ.
I'm dead to sin. Hallelujah. I'm claiming
I told you, Pastor Dwayne, I be preaching to people, amen to me. I'll be like, don't you know every time you amen, you giving me some of yours? You better say, that's mine. You better get your
that's
own.
That portion.
You better get your own. It's time to get me some God.
Good evening, or I should say good night to you, Pastor Dwayne. I know it's pretty late on your end. And good evening, Minister Michelle, my beautiful sister.
Good evening, Minister Terry. God bless you.
God bless you all, too.
Well, good day. You know, I just like I saw you yesterday, so good day to you.
Good day, brother. How are you? You doing well?
Excellent. Had a wonderful time yesterday. Wow, what a word. What experience in the park. That's the big thing. We gave a lot of food. I just was giving food away like crazy. They were looking at me like, Patsy, wait a minute. I'm like, look, that's too much food left. Come here, y'all. Take this. Yes. Get this out of here. Minister Michelle showed up. We fed them all.
Yeah, you know, it was some of the men in the park. They had bags and they were asked, could they take, it was extra sodas and water. Sure, you know, they probably don't have it for later. Take it, you know, so they can have it later. And they
if we're going to hold on to it?
Yes, but it was, you know, it was sitting out on the table there. Not the big containers, just a few loose bottles. Yes.
Well, you should have said something to me. I had three cases in the van. I would have put them out there. I forgot all about it. I was on a floating scale yesterday. But anyway,
yes.
God is good. I just cannot talk so much about that park situation. That was dynamic.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know what I like about it the most is that it was true evangelism. You know, you go to the people. Sometimes we don't have to always wait for the people to come to us. And so I just really appreciate the whole evangelistic part of it all. True discipleship, true evangelism, true show of love on that day, and it was awesome. I came through just to show the support because I knew that was what God would be happy with, what he was pleased with. He said, when you was hungry, did you feed me? Amen.
We'll be there Sunday. We'll be back Sunday. And we're going to feed every – we ain't doing the barbecue and all that, but I'm gonna, I've already talked to the guy who has a catering business to help me prepare a meal. And we'll have a meal this Sunday, and we're gonna fellowship, we're gonna get some word, and then we're gonna fellowship together with a good meal. So we're gonna do that until the said until the Lord says different.
Amen.
Yeah, we'll be in the park. Minister Michelle, you got the hookup, because when you get out, if y'all hungry, you know I always got your plate set back.
Well, sound like I'll be there again Sunday. Amen.
Well,
anybody else want to get in this conversation? Dial one. We're going to bring you in and let you talk Jesus also. But I'll tell you guys, I'm proud of each and every one of you. I'd say that the growth in you, just, and this is on a personal level of me being on outside looking in, is just enormous. I listen to you I'm nosy. I pay attention to everything, and to see God moving and resurrecting in you guys' life is dynamic. Wow. That's my new word. Wow now.
New. And sister, you said the good news, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, you said we are new creation. Share him.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Minister Terry, I got up to go get some more water, and did you say an attack was on you?
Yes.
Okay, let's stop right there. Let's go fix that thing right now. This is what I want to do. If I could get these are my covenant partners right here, Pastor Dwayne and Minister Michelle. Can we just grab her in the spirit and throw her in the portion room? She needs to be thrown in the portion room completely. Yeah. On the count of three. Mm. If y'all got your hands, I got it right there on the shoulders.
Yes.
Pastor Wayne, you got them ankles?
I got them ankles.
Yes.
Minister Michelle, you got that mid torso?
You got it.
Okay, on three. We're just gonna throw her into the portion room right now by the mighty name of Jesus. So Heavenly Father God, as we touch this woman of God of faith. We touch in faith with her, but we want to give our all for her right now. Please protect her. Please guide her. Please give her the desires of her heart and the needs of her right now. So, Lord, when we release her in, she's in your hands. But all the things that we have poured into the portion room, and I need everybody on this line that's a part of this covenant with the portion to get involved, sow a seed tonight for this mighty woman of God.
Yes.
And on the count of three, the ones that are protecting and really giving a lot, I'm just trying to deposit into you right now.
Yes,
when we release it, God got it.
Yes,
on the count of three, one, two, three.
thank you, Jesus. Receive.
Oh, yeah. No lack. No lack. No lack.
Thank you. No lack.
Your waiting is over. Your waiting is over.
Receive it.
Your waiting is over.
By faith.
Thank you.
You've been faithful. You've been just. But the most important thing, I'm gonna tell you this. I didn't tell you this about 4 months ago, but some of the things that you was waiting on is because God needed you to go deeper in Him. He needed you to be desperate for Him. He needed you to acknowledge when you were under attack. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus. See. Sometimes you just gotta go through some things because on the other side,
you know,
when the redeemed say so. You really say so, but your waiting is over. I'm telling you now, and when you release yourself into our spiritual hands, I'm telling you, and then we forced you into the portion room. I'm telling you, things are about to open up that you've been waiting to open. The doors that have been closed are reopening. Vehicle that you know you've been already spoke to have is about to come to fruition because we need you in Compton just as well as we need you on the network. Believe, receive, achieve this evening, Minister Terry.
Thank you.
Your waiting's over.
Receive. Thank you. Receive in the almighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Count it all
praise
joy.
Hallelujah.
Now you just got to do a little dance every time things start happening. You just got to do a little dance. You got to shake a little Holy Ghost up in there every time things happen. Ooh. But waiting is over.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Phil. Love you all. God bless you.
Pastor, you always play that song. This is my season for greatness.
All right now. Go ahead,
Pastor. Thank you. Sing it, Pastor Dwayne.
Well, look. That's actually, you know, that's my number one song to sing. I sing that everywhere I go.
That's
it. Because once you sold into someone, the enemy always going to try you. Why? Because he's accuser of our brothers. The enemy always going to try and say, no, you ain't going to stand on God. You ain't going to stand on God. You ain't going to stand on God. But God said, count it all joy. What you sold, you sold into some good things. So the enemy always going to come.
But that's true.
He's
going to
say, he can't devour you. He can't devour you.
And each and every time he was coming at me, I just opened my sword and started reading a few scriptures I had to meditate on. Just get
send it back to him. You got to say, I don't receive that. Go back to your father. You go back. I don't receive you. You go back. You know, if mail comes to your house and it's not for you, you're supposed to put on a mail thing, receive back, right?
Yeah.
You got to put it back in the mailbox. That's not my address. Receive it back. So anytime the enemy start coming at you, knowing that he's going to come, but you got to put that thing back on and return back to the center. Because that ain't for me. The devil is
right
alive.
Now.
That ain't for me.
Right now.
I send it back in the name of Jesus. I send it back. My God,
name
from
Jesus,
Zion,
right
boy.
Now.
Covered in the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Y'all playing.
My God,
y'all playing. This
God.
Is done. I'm telling you, it's done.
My
we got
God.
Another caller we want to bring
done.
Into this. Area code 323, last 42161. Let's talk Jesus. Dead to sin, alive with God.
Good evening, ministers. This is Carolyn.
What's up, Carolyn?
Nothing. I wanted you to know that I'm blessed and what the deacon just said about return back to sender, that is so awesome. I had a rough weekend. It started off, I got sick, but I knew I had to keep going, keep moving. Then my ride didn't want to, the access didn't pick me up for the Resurrection Sunday, and I just kept saying, the devil is a lie. And I called around, and then I got somebody, and they got me there 10 minutes before the service, and I was so blessed with the service, so blessed. And it's just, I stayed faithful. I stayed on the course. I wouldn't let nothing stop me. And I excelled. And it's only, and I say it every time I talk to you guys, that
I'm
just stronger and stronger because of this ministry. And it's awesome because it's just on the phone that is making me brighter. I mean, just, and then I have my prayer line today, and I'm sitting here, and I put on Facebook, well, I guess it's just going to be me and God on the phone, and then Minister Michelle called. And I asked her to pray for me, and she said, what do you want me to pray for? And when I told her, no, she couldn't even finish the phone run, and it was a young lady that was a gang member that was off the street. I didn't tell Minister Michelle that, but that meant it was right on time.
Won't he do it?
And I asked Minister Michelle to pray for it, then I said, you know what, it's one of my people, and I felt the Holy Spirit saying, you know she called because of what she's seen you put on Facebook, so you need to pray for her too. So I done it, and I'm a work in progress. I know it, and you know, but I listen to your show, and I know that God is gonna bring more people to the prayer line. I know the people that I'm trying to reach, and I just thank God for you guys being an example for me to get up and do what I know that I was destined to do a long time ago.
Oh, and it's coming. But, you know, I remember you called me yesterday. I'm pretty, you know, Pastor E said, look, let's just do this thing. I'm doing this. Look, I got 50 things at me right now. And I can't. And she said, you know what? It's going to happen. And then before you know it, I walked up. I seen her out in the audience. And then after when I saw her face to face, she said, I made it. I had already seen her, but I just knew that the Holy Spirit had already made it happen by you persisting. Because I'd have got the car. If I'd have been sitting there chilling, doing nothing, I'd have came down to Long Beach and got you, because that was nowhere from LA. That was nowhere. But, you know, the things that were going on, well, didn't God do it?
And the part about it is that really got me is, Skip came, but he was in Watts. He came from Watts all the way to Adams and Normandy, and then brought me all the way back to Compton. And I was like, this has got to be God right here.
Nothing but. Nothing but. Did you, I know you experienced the altar yesterday. Were you able to throw some things on the altar?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
Well, we
yes,
got an altar yes. experience every Sunday. At Pocket Park, cool. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He told me every. I just said I'm gonna be there next Sunday until the Lord says different. Woo, Jesus, come on. Woo, Lord, you start talking too much, God will reveal. Anyway, we'll be at Pocket Park every Sunday doing a celebration, whether it's one or none. We're gonna have a good time, and there'll be food every Sunday provided by Provoke to Purpose Ministries. I thank everybody who participated yesterday and had a chance to just fellowship with us. It was so dynamic. And I'm still overwhelmed with that. I thank you, Carolyn, for your work and your you know, them diamonds, all the diamonds, the diamonds in the city of Compton. And that doesn't mean that KBU, because we are really looking to launch the diamonds in every city, every state, all the way around, that the diamonds come out to get the coals out of the city and make them into diamonds. Whole nother message. We'll talk about that later. But I thank the ladies that came out and just served and well, they got fed the word. We had the word first, and then they fed people, and then they fed themselves. And it was a great time. It was a great fellowship. I'm looking forward to that continuing. I want to thank Cynthia Nunn, my partner. That's my partner that we worked together so effortlessly. You know when God's in place with that, but Cynthia is just she is the diamond in Compton. She is the forebearer. I've been away from California too many years. I've only been back four, and that was mostly in L.A. And now have an opportunity to be back home where I grew up and work with Cynthia Nunn at Sylvia Nunn's Angels is such a blessing. Look for greater things this summer. We're looking for concerts. We're looking for evangelistic corner feedings and everything. There's going to be a lot of things going on. Summer camp for the kids. We're going to be doing some great things in the city of Compton. Keep us in prayer. I want to give everybody the opportunity to, if there's someone else that would like a comment or question, prayer, go ahead and dial one. We got a few more minutes. But in that time, I want to give everybody the opportunity to talk Jesus in the closing, in the ending of the show, but the beginning of someone's study tonight. And we'll begin with Minister Carolyn. We're going to let you begin. Then we're going to go to Minister Michelle. Then we'll go to Pastor Dwayne, Minister Michelle. Did I say Minister Michelle's name twice? Minister Carolyn, Minister Terry, Pastor Dwayne, Minister Michelle, and then I'll close us out here tonight. Woman of God.
We're going in prayer?
No. I'm giving you an opportunity to talk Jesus for 2 minutes. What's on your heart right now to say to someone out there that needs to know about Jesus? Talk to them.
My message would be that God is real. God is good. You have to understand yourself and know what you want and know in your heart that change could be made. Within myself, I knew that change had to be made and that I had to let go of some things to get to other things. And the thing that I was trying to get to was Jesus Christ, because God is real, and without him, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. And everything else that's come to me, I would have to use the deacon's word. It's like you have to return it to the sender. You have to do what you know is godly, and I want to be more like God. So that's it.
Real talk. Minister Terry.
If anyone's on the call and hasn't seen Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, seek him now. This is not our will, and I'm telling you, your life, the life with Jesus, your life is not complete unless you have him as your personal Lord and Savior. So seek him now, you know, give him that try. We try everything else, like D. Burns said, give God a try, give Jesus, seek him now.
Oh, she did a D. Burns, she did a D. Burns drop. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're going to get you some of his music, yep. Minister Michelle. Pastor Dwayne, come on, drop it. Pastor Dwayne.
Like I was saying, like she said, we tried everything. You know, some of us tried, you know, we tried love in all the wrong places. Some of us tried alcohol. Some of us tried cigarettes. Some of us tried marijuana.
Everything.
Some of us tried everything. Everything. We tried everything. And you know what? We still weren't complete. You know, if you 20 years old, if you 30 years old, if you 40 years old, if you 50 years old, and you still living, you know you tried everything. But if you try this one that says that he laid down his life for you, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for you. The one that said, when no man lay his life down for you, but he laid his life down for you. You need to try this love, because it's a love that you would never go thirsty. You would never go hungry. You won't be thirsty. You'll be filled. He's a living water. Your life will be complete. Why? Because you're in Christ. Christ make everything complete. And I'm just saying, if you just try him, don't try him just because I said it. But I want you to try, because once you try them, you're going to say, I wish I would have tried this 20 years ago, or I wish I would have tried this 5 years ago, or I wish I would have tried this 6 years ago.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Minister Michelle. Go ahead. I thought he dropped. No, go ahead, Pastor.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, we just went over the resurrection. We had Christmas. We had the birth. Now we did the resurrection. But you know what? Next week is Pentecost. You know, we got to worry about the days that he did after resurrection. He walked. He gave orders. He gave the gospel. He gave the gospel to us, and he went back to heaven. You know, you got to believe this thing. You believe everything else, but believe God. God is real. So give your chance. Give your opportunity. Give it to God. And I guarantee you, God will make you happy. God will make you smile. You won't be having no headaches. You won't be having no pains. You won't be wanting to fight nobody. Matter of fact, you'll have a lot of love. You'll start smiling more often. So be blessed. Just be blessed. Amen. And I want to say this, Pastor, you just gave me confirmation. Me and my wife was talking about this yesterday, that in a month of June, every Saturday for the month, we're going to different parks and set up praise and worship. You just gave me confirmation, because you just said it out of your own mouth about every you said every 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 week that you're doing a park. Every week you're going to be at the park doing this, doing that. And you just gave me confirmation to where I need to get, because me and my wife was talking about it, and I wanted to use other ministries. But she said, get it in order first so you can use order.
Have a plan.
Put
look,
it together. So
I'm going to send you some information. I'm gonna send you some information of a program I have for Praise in the Park.
Yes, sir.
Real talk. I have it formatted, everything. I got you.
And that's the kind of God we serve. So if you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, get to know him, because he will put you around some beautiful people, not ugly people, some beautiful people that want to see you grow, that want to see you grow and blossom. That's what I'm talking about. So that's the God we serve. That's what I want to say.
Mr. Michelle, tell him, do I got it?
Yes, you do, man.
Amen.
Come on, hit it up.
Amen. You got it. I just want to say to be encouraged, and I want to say that God is everything you need, and everything you need is in God. Let me say that again. God is everything you need, and everything you need is in God. You can come to Jesus as you are, because guess what? You can't fix your life, but God can. So just come as you are, and guess what? He will give you a new life. He will give you a new beginning. But God makes all things new. So be encouraged. I love you, and so do I.
In the name of Jesus, I'm going to tell you this right now. That first of all, I had to read this. Now, this is your assignment. If you ever listen to Pastor E, and when I say read it all, read the whole chapter 6. But I want to read the last couple of verses, and then we're going to pray this thing out tonight. I just got a prayer request. And we got a brother that's in need of prayer, and there's nothing we can do, but he is in the need of prayer of agreement. He's in the need of prayer of faith, and he's in the need of like-minded believers that's not looking at who the person is, but who the Spirit says he is. But watch this. Read chapter 6 of Romans, the whole chapter. Please read the whole chapter. You'll be blown away if you just take time to stop at every comma, every question mark, every period. If you start stopping in every area, you'll start to say, wow, I never saw it like that before. But watch here in verse 15. It says, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not. I love that. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of the obedience of leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that through you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart. Now, where's the heart? Your mind.
Come on.
You obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
Uh-huh.
I always tell everybody this all the time. You're going to mind somebody. You're going to be a slave to the world, or you're going to be a slave to God. Now, a slave to God, you're a child. Oh, my God. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to uncleanness, everybody's hands should raise up right now. I've been to prison. Look, I ain't proud of it, but I'm going to testify it. I've been to prison.
Uh-huh.
But California, we got Prop 47 that, bless me, that I don't have any felonies on my record no more, but I still got misdemeanors. But watch this. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to uncleanness and of the loneliness leading to more lawlessness, so now, when...
Now,
I'm dead to sin. I'm alive to God. So now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. You can be holy today. And you can have freedom today. And I need my prayer warriors. I need my intercessors in on this. We're gonna speak a word. One name. I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere. And I want to say... the name Donovan. That as we connect to that name, Donovan, my brothers, come on, man up. I need all my brothers to man up right now. This is where we're going to step in the gap for Donovan tonight. As a matter of fact, I want to put Donovan on my shoulders. Can I get you to get on the other side, Pastor Dwayne?
I'm on the other side. I'm on the other
side. I see you. Oh, boy, you getting on it. Oh, come on, lift him up. Lift him up. We got to stand up with him. Take all his weight. Take all his weight.
We got it.
And say bless.
Right now. Bless.
And say bless. Make it, make his burden light. Give freedom to his mind. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, not by power and not by might, but by the Spirit of God, he is free, and he is free indeed. Not because of anything he can do, anything we can do, but by standing in the gap for him, we're going to hold him up. Man, you heavy. You got burdens on you. My whole shoulder is swollen right now. You got to release some things, my brother. I need you on Man Up every Tuesday night. Oh, my God. But wait. I feel a burden being lifted. My shoulders are lifted. Wait. Hold on. I feel in faith. Donovan is saying, "I believe." Oh, how you feel over there, Pastor Dwayne? Now I'm in Compton, California. You're in Madison, Wisconsin. Donovan don't know how we coming at him, but I know he feel light right now because of brothers standing in for brothers. My shoulder was heavy for a minute, but it got lighter because I said it wasn't by power and it wasn't by might, but it was by the Spirit of God. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we connect in faith. Not our geographical place, not our address, or not our city, our state, or our nation, but by the Spirit of God. Oh, we say his will be done. Freedom, his will be done. Deliverance, his will be done. Salvation of the mind. We are praying for deliverance of the mind tonight because, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I want to be free because when I'm free in my mind, I'm free in everything else. Make me free, Jesus. And we pray in agreement that Donovan is free because of our sacrifice. I want to give all my freeness that you've given me. I want to just put it in the portion room for him. I call his name on this one. Call his name, Pastor. Call his name.
Donovan.
Come on, push him. Push some anointing on Donovan right now. Every time you call his name, put it in the portion room for him that no matter where he is, he receives right now by his faith.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
man of God, God has called you. Man of God, God has positioned you. Man of God, don't you know that greater is he that's in you than the people that's whispering in your ears, than people that's trying to tell you he ain't real, than people that's trying to say you crazy, than people say, why are you in this situation? Because if he's that real, let me tell you, I was in that situation because I made wrong decisions. Had nothing to do with Jesus. Oh, yeah, he made my burden light. Instead of 31, I only did 3, but them 3 was heavy too, but I had to go through. The next time they was trying to give me, I ain't going to even go into all the testimony tonight. This ain't testimony service.
Glory, hallelujah, Lord.
But I had to do my time. I had to pay the cost for my past discretion. But God. When God sets you free, you are free indeed in your mind. Get your mind free. Mm-hmm. I'm still praying. Get your mind free. Everything else is already paid for. Don't preach that one first, Pastor Dwayne. I got to preach that one first. Get your mind free and everything else is paid for by the blood of Jesus. And we pray with you tonight that we are connected, the whole Man Up the movement. And we already 35 states strong in the name of Jesus. I'm still praying. I'm still praying. People think that you just can't talk normal and you ain't praying. Jesus, I need a... No. You better learn to talk to Jesus just like he's your friend. You better learn to talk to him. I'm still praying because God is in the midst. And I'm saying that freedom comes by the freedom of speech and being true to one another. And I'm being true to you, Donovan, in prayer that you ain't never left alone. God said he'll never leave you, forsake you. Man of the movement will never leave you nor forsake you. We got you. We praying for you. We stand in the gap for you. We holding you up. Oh, you still on my shoulders. It felt like nothing. It felt like a feather by now because the Spirit then lifted it. But I still got you on my shoulders. That when the rest of it, watch this. When all the things that you didn't know how it was going to work out, when all the fruition comes, you'll be standing next to me saying, bruh, Man, I don't want to hear nobody else tell me your testimony. When you see me face to face and you say, bruh, God is real. I'm just going to just drop out and fall out and start doing a convulsion on wherever I'm at to let you know that you gave me back the strength that I gave you.
My God. My God. That's it.
We already know we're talking about tomorrow night, don't we, Pastor Dwayne, on Man Up.
Yeah, Man Up.
Put him on your shoulder.
Put him on your shoulder.
That's our that's our topic tonight. Put him on your shoulder.
Put him on your shoulder.
So, Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this time of talking with you. We thank you for the opportunity to let your spirit flow through us and communicate. But we thank you, Lord, that we have nothing to offer. We have no interest. We have nothing that we can even tweak, but it's your will that be done. So, Lord, have your way. Oh, touch Donovan. Move on him. Shower him. Rain on him with your spirit. Rain on him with your love. Rain on him with your protection.
Yes, Lord.
Watch this. The conversion that you're making in him will be seen in others. Lord. That their attitudes change. The way they treat. The way they approach. The way they do everything. Anything. Any weapon that is already on him, let it be loose right now. But I want to talk about that stuff that's been there already. That God, you remove it by his faith.
By his faith.
Take it away. Because I believe. Take it away because I stand in agreement. Take it away because I pray. And when I pray, I know things are changed. We give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise, all the praise, all the praise in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Woo, Jesus. Amen. Man up. Y'all is set man up tonight.
Amen.
Y'all finna get a surprise tomorrow.
That's it. That's it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's for you, Pastor Dwayne. I don't do this much. Can I get somebody to raise your hand tonight?
Together, for my good.
to prophetically speak to your own life and say that not he's moving in my direction, but I need to raise my hands and move in his direction. So this is my song right here. I'm leaning, oh hallelujah, in his direction. That's what I'm doing. I'm leaning in his direction.
In his direction.
And then if you're abiding in him, he leads to your stead. Oh, you got to get a little groove tonight.
In my direction.
His direction. I'm leaning his direction.
He's leaning.
As I'm leaning, he's leaning.
In my direction.
This is my season.
This is my season.
For praise. For favor. I love you, Jesus.
This is my season.
I want to read it. Stressing. Good night, family. Love you.